Hello everyone, welcome back to the Deep Psychology Podcast. This is episode 14 of my August Wisdom series, 31 episodes in 31 days, each containing some back pocket wisdom for you to take with you and run with to improve your life, to improve your understanding of others, and to deepen your understanding. This is a Deep Psychology Podcast. I'm Ross Edwards, author, coach, podcaster, and avid practitioner and teacher of psychology and spirituality. In listening to this podcast, you're part of the worldwide deep psychology community of tens of thousands of people undertaking profound personal transformation. You can find me on Spotify and Apple, where I release new episodes every Thursday. If you dig what I do and want to help the show grow, share this with a friend and leave a review. You can also go deeper with this work by training with me at deep-psychology.com. Let's get started. So today we're going to talk about the topic of how higher consciousness means higher responsibility. Just before we do, I just want to say that you can get 25% off coaching with me if you book a block by the end of August, and an extra 10% off if you have never done coaching or classes with me before, and I'd be really glad to work with you. All right, so higher consciousness means higher responsibility. So what does this mean, and what am I getting at here? What I basically mean is that when we are more developed in a certain area of life, that higher development also comes with greater responsibility. And the reason I'm talking about this is because when we know that we are more developed than other people, it's often difficult to admit it to ourselves. And often what we do is we basically just judge the people that are below us. We don't tell them that we're above them and they're below us, but implicitly that's what we're operating under, because we judge them believing ourselves to be higher than them. And what I'm basically here to say is that this is a huge trap, and that we are abusing the fact that we have higher consciousness in that area. So let me make this very concrete with an example, and we can use this example to understand this phenomenon for the entire episode, and also as a way to understand other examples of when this will happen. This is quite a common example, but I don't want you to think that this is the only case. It's a very widespread phenomenon. There is levels of consciousness in so many areas of life, as we've been talking about in this August Wisdom series. And so it can really apply to almost anything. Let me use the example of vegetarianism or veganism, right? So what happens when someone becomes vegetarian or vegan? They typically have a kind of awakening or realization that they simply cannot eat meat anymore or consume dairy products anymore. And, you know, there's this moral shift inside them where it becomes repulsive, and they change their diet and they go through the process. And usually there's a bit of suffering involved, because it's quite a shock to the system, and not just biologically or in terms of the diet, but in terms of like seeing things that you hadn't seen before about society and about other people, including people you're very close to. Now, what typically happens with vegetarians and vegans is that they then begin to judge people who aren't like that. And I know, because this happened to me when I became vegan in 2017. Now, what we typically don't realize as vegans and vegetarians, and I think implicitly there is a recognition of this, but we don't make it explicit. We don't say it to ourselves. We sort of act under the assumption, but we don't say it to ourselves. What's basically happening is that morally we are above people who eat meat and consume dairy products and all the rest of it. We are above them because we're aware of things, and we care about the suffering of animals in a way that other people don't, right? That's a fact, okay? what we often don't do, we don't say that to ourselves, or we don't tell ourselves, right, I actually have higher consciousness in this particular area. What we do is we tend to just judge and think that they're ignorant. And it is ignorance in a certain way, but also it's just lack of consciousness. And if you had a similar lack of consciousness in that area as you used to, well, you wouldn't be able to be a vegan or a vegetarian, right? So we typically judge people, and we tend to kind of go into preaching mode, and we just don't understand them. We don't treat them with much respect because we think they're deluded and ignorant, okay? So what we're trying to avoid is that. And what we're trying to say is, look, in this area, you actually have higher consciousness. And because of that, you're like a guardian or a steward or a leader who needs to show other people the way, that needs to kind of protect this new awareness you have, this new sort of moral sensitivity, this new habit, this new perspective on things. You actually have the obligation to protect that and to be a champion of it, right? Because without people that do this consciously, humanity doesn't move forward. That is how humanity moves forward. It moves forward because people take jumps into new levels of consciousness, and they operate in the world, they bring them out into the world, and it influences other people, and it slowly influences enough people that it makes a big impact, okay? So you have to see yourself as this guardian or steward. And this means that you can no longer judge people, because you have to realize that you are a pioneer and other people are not going to be on the same level as you. You have to recognize that. And you have to realize that judging other people and condemning them and preaching to them is probably not the best way to be a steward or a guardian to your higher consciousness, right? And we also can't shy away from this responsibility, because if we do, we're not really being pioneers, right? What's the point in being vegetarian or veganism if we're not going to admit that we actually have something that other people don't, and that it is our responsibility to protect that? What is the point? Because then our veganism, our vegetarianism just becomes a selfish thing, or it becomes about our own habit, our own awareness, and it's not really connected to the larger scheme of things, which is that the world is moving forward and each of us is either contributing to that or dragging down the development of the world. And this doesn't just apply to vegetarianism or veganism, it applies across the board to absolutely any area where you know that you can see things that other people can't. You have to assume the responsibility of saying, look, I actually see more, and it is my obligation to protect that and to advance it and to keep moving forward and to bring that out into the world. Rather than blaming other people who do not have that awareness, you have to take on the responsibility. You have to kind of go it alone, as a leader often does. You have to go it alone, and you have to be the pioneer. And often there won't be a clear way forward. You have to invent the way forward. And you might ask, well, that sounds really nice, but how do I put this into practice? Well, let me give you an example with the vegetarianism and veganism thing. So recognizing you have responsibility doesn't mean that you have to go out and educate people necessarily. It doesn't mean that you should get annoyed with people. It doesn't mean you should try and force other people to do it when they're not ready. What it does mean, though, is that you are willing to kind of put forward your perspective without forcing it on other people. When they ask you, when it comes up in conversation, you're willing to actually take a stand, right? And you're not doing it to change them necessarily. You're doing it because it is your obligation, it is your responsibility, and because you have something that other people don't. And for example, you could cook for them. You could slowly give them little tidbits of information about how it's definitely possible to lead a healthy life with a vegan or vegetarian diet. You could perhaps give them a book with recipes in it. So you're taking little actions without preaching to them, but you're doing it firmly with the awareness that you are higher than them and that you're kind of slowly guiding them towards a higher consciousness, okay? So there is a subtle difference, and it's not inactivity or passivity, but it's also not being a total activist and just trying to shove it down people's throat. It's a slowly introducing the other person to your level of consciousness and having it work on them, okay? So you can go out and apply this to any area in your life where you realize that you have skills or awareness or anything, like a moral position or anything that you realize that you're in possession of and other people aren't. And what I'm saying to you here is that you have the responsibility as the higher person to take charge, and you cannot expect people with less awareness to take charge, because by definition they can't, because they don't have anything new to offer. They're probably where a lot of people are at, and they passively accept certain ideas, and they simply cannot take responsibility. You have to take the responsibility, and you cannot look around for other people to do that. All right, everyone, I really hope this was an inspiring episode for you. Make sure to tune in at 8 p.m. British time, 7 p.m. Central European time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, every single day in the month of August, to my podcast for the next episode of August Wisdom. I'll be back tomorrow. Until then, take care, and we will speak soon. Thanks for listening. If you liked this episode, please leave a review and share with a friend. And if you'd like to go deeper, head to deep-psychology.com to join my training. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you soon.